God is going to touch you today, and he's going to touch you in power. You know, when you believe in Jesus, when you accept Jesus as your Lord, God comes and lives inside of you as the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It's the same God that created the universe, the all-powerful God lives in you now. As soon as you believe in Jesus. Wow. But there is a certain way, a unique way that God chooses to move in order to release power to his people. In order to release miracles. There's a certain way that he chooses to move. And that is through anointing that he places in his vessels. This is how he chooses to move. Now, it says in the Bible, in Isaiah 10:27, his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, what this is speaking of, for those of you that don't know what yokes are, it's speaking of like a cattle, an ox that has something very heavy, a brace on its back. And it's there because it's pulling this heavy load of passengers or goods. And so this is very heavy. This is a burden. They are trapped. They are locked in. They are burdened. So the enemy comes and brings yokes into people's lives. He came to steal, kill, and destroy. He's very sneaky. He's very tricky. He's very deceptive. And when people's eyes are not open yet to how the things in the spiritual realm work, how to keep doors shut for the enemy, then the enemy comes in and then brings yokes in people's lives. He brings yokes in non-believers and believers alike. He does. That's why we see many believers, Christians, have to be set free, have to be delivered. Because it's a spiritual principle of allowing him in or not allowing him in. Just the same as you can believe that Jesus is Lord, but you can completely live in the world. That doesn't mean that you get all the benefits of the inheritance of Jesus. You have to close the doors to the enemy, get in line with God's principles and his ways to access his inheritance. It's not just, I believe in Jesus. My life's perfect. No demon can come in. Nope. Demons come in because of legal access in the spiritual realm that one gives them. And when they come in, this is when yokes are formed. Yokes, like the same that the cattle cannot lift it off itself. They're trapped. They are stuck. So the enemy comes because he has power, not as powerful as Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But the enemy, hallelujah. But the enemy does have power. This is important for us to understand. So we can have more fear of God, be more serious about living all for Jesus. Amen? And have revelation that Jesus is worth it given my all. So I don't have any yokes in my life. And that his word isn't just rules that I have to follow just because. But because it is instructions. They are instructions he's given me to keep me completely free and having no yoke in my life. Yes. Hallelujah. This is why it's so important for our eyes to open up about the reality of the devil, the reality that he does have power, you know, because people don't take God seriously because they don't understand what serious business it is. How serious the devil is, and how much more serious God is, and how God loves his children so much. Amen. This is the importance of seeing the power of God displayed. It makes you see, wow, the demons really are real. And it opens up your eyes to how powerful and amazing Jesus is, that it's his desire to set free his people. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to share with you today, before I go on with this message, that this power of God that you're going to receive today is going to change your life. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I believe that your life will, if you desire that, if you hunger that, I believe your life will be changed like never before today. I believe that you'll receive from God like never before, like you never have today. I believe that for you today. There's a reason you've driven. You drove, right? They drove from Florida, okay? They drove from Florida. People, they flew from Dallas. They were here just 3-4 weeks ago. They flew back from Dallas. There's a reason why God is moving you to do this. Because God is going to move this powerfully. And so I got to share with you, many of you have never experienced God like you're about to experience him today. You know, you need to understand the devil's not happy about that one bit. Amen. Many of you have been in bondage for so many years. You think the devil is happy that you're here today? You think he's just going to sit by? Many of you struggled to come here today because the enemy didn't want you to be here today. But Jesus will be victorious when you can be aware of this and persevere and be strong. And say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And so no matter the annoyance, no matter the distractions, no matter the loud people screaming obnoxiously, amen. I will not let anything stop me from receiving from Jesus today. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you that you face a different kind of spiritual warfare when you really come where anointing is. It's a different kind of spiritual warfare because the devil doesn't care where there's no power is. He doesn't come to distract. And so God will have his way here if you can just stand strong in the truth and not let the devil win. Amen. You know, the very first time that a demon manifested here, the very first time, it was a woman who traveled from Massachusetts to encounter God here because of the videos she saw. And we've been seeing God move in miracles, but we had never seen a demon manifest yet. It was just this February, March, I think early March. And do you know that we're able to reserve this space now, but at that time we could not reserve this space, first come, first serve. Do you know that there was about 50, 60 people having an event here when we showed up to have church? And we had other people traveling from Tennessee to come that day too. It was the first time we had people flying here ever. And the people having an event here, they didn't want to leave. Even though they were done, they were just socializing. They didn't want to leave. I had to fight for us to have church there, you know? You have to go to war. You have to not let it get to you and just stand strong and say, Jesus will have victory. I'm just going to go through the battle, but Jesus is with me. Amen? We fight the good fight of faith. We don't sit back. We don't just sit back and receive from God. We fight the good fight of faith so we can receive everything God wants to give us. And they were playing music obnoxiously, literally right here, like really loud, like heavy metal and like demonic music, really loud right here, right there, standing right behind there, super close, like 50 of them. And so I just preached loud that day. You will receive this word. And they sat right here. And then the demon manifested for the first time. And you can even see in the footage these people looking like, what's happening? And speaking out of the girl, I don't want her to preach. And Jesus set her free that day. Hallelujah. So when you see unusual kind of things happening, like distractions, the enemy trying to come and distract, know that God has something powerful in store for you today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. This is how God chooses to use, to release his power. He chooses to use vessels, put anointing in his vessels, and release his anointing, release his power. When I say power of God, I'm speaking of anointing. It's the same thing. Power of God, anointing. We don't see the power of God in the church by and large today because many people have lost God's way. We have to do things God's way or we won't see the results that God wants to give us. God has a way of how he releases his power, of how he releases his miracles. We have to get in line in order to how he moves. So in the Old Testament, we see a lot of examples of men of God walking in the power of God. We see Moses doing mighty signs, wonders, and miracles, unusual miracles, parting the sea even, doing so many wonders in Egypt no one had seen before. We see that it was specifically Moses that God chose to deposit this anointing to release miracles for God's perfect purposes. And then we see Joshua walking in miracles too. Joshua was under Moses, was receiving this flow of anointing from Moses. And then we see Elijah, Prophet Elijah. He did so many miracles. He caused the rain to cease. He caused it to rain. He parted the Jordan. He called fire down from heaven upon soldiers, upon the enemies. He brought a widow's son back to life. He raised somebody from the dead. Hallelujah. Okay. It was specifically Elijah for God's perfect purposes. He chose to put anointing in Elijah to release his power. Then we see Elisha was serving under the anointing, where the anointing was flowing, under Elijah. We see Elisha doing the same miracles and even more. We see Elisha also parted the Jordan. He also resurrected a woman's son. He filled vessels with oil. He healed a woman of infertility. He raised someone from the dead. And even when he died, his bones were on the ground. Someone threw a dead person on the ground and they came back to life. Hallelujah. Because they hit the bones. Hallelujah. Because the dead guy hit the bones. Do you see? This is anointing, specifically Elisha's bones. Anointing has a location. This is why you've traveled here, because anointing has a location. This is how, it's God's way. It's how he works. Hallelujah. So then we also see in the New Testament, that was the Old Testament, and then we see in the New Testament, Acts 19:11, it says God kept releasing a flow of extraordinary miracles. Another translation says unusual miracles. God kept releasing a flow of extraordinary miracles through the hands of Paul. So specifically the hands of Apostle Paul. Because of this, people took Paul's handkerchiefs and articles of clothing, even pieces of cloth that had touched his skin, laying them on the bodies of the sick, and diseases and demons left them, and they were healed. Hallelujah. So this is the Acts church. We don't, by and large, in the body of Christ today, we don't see the power of God for the most part. Now we are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is restoring the Acts church to the body of Christ right now. This is what he's doing. Hallelujah. But we haven't seen it. We haven't seen it. We haven't seen it. The enemy's using him to distract right now. Listen. What's happening now is the enemy is trying to distract. So we're going to stand strong and listen, choose to listen to the word that's coming forth. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is the power of God. Things are different here. We have to persevere and be strong. Amen. But it's the anointing. If you can just position yourself to it doesn't matter. You don't have to be comfortable to receive from God. You can be be annoyed and receive from God. Because that's how the devil is. He's just this annoying voice on your shoulder with no power. You don't have to let him get to you.
Amen.
One time, demons started speaking out of a person here and says, "Don't talk about me," during the sermon. Because I was talking about demons. And then we stopped the message and I cast them out and she was free. And I don't think she's here today, but she's like our Mary Magdalene here. She's amazing. She was baptized in the Holy Spirit right here. So this is different. This is a different kind of church than maybe you've experienced. Welcome to the Acts Church, where things are not boring. They're very exciting. Hallelujah. Jesus is so exciting. Oh, he's so exciting. So we don't see the power of God in the body of Christ by and large. By and large, right? Because we need to be doing it God's way. We need to be doing things God's way to see his power. There will be no more distractions. Loud distractions in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. I'm excited. Yo, see, I'm calm right now because I see in the spiritual realm. I'm excited about, this is a good sign. This is a good sign. Hallelujah. See, this is how to see in the spiritual realm, everyone. Everyone. This is how to see in the spiritual realm. It's not about seeing visions. Yes, God gives visions. But how I see in the spiritual realm is knowing the spiritual truth. Having your spiritual eyes be opened. Not your physical eye, but your spiritual eyes be open to know the truth. Oh, I see the enemy's trying here. So, wow, God's about to move powerfully. The enemy wouldn't be trying. Yeah. Yes, and that's how you can stay calm and stand strong and keep going and be victorious over the enemy always. Hallelujah. 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 So, we see these amazing wonders, extraordinary miracles happening through Apostle Paul. Because he carries anointing, because they were doing things God's way. They were positioning themselves to receive the power of God, to receive anointing. Hallelujah. Focus on me. I see eyes going. Just look here. The microphone's louder. We're going to get a louder one to make it go even louder someday. It's all the way. All right. Well, I'll talk louder if I have to, but focus. Yeah, be with me here. Be with Jesus. Time to receive from Jesus, not the devil. Hallelujah. We just laugh at the devil. Amen? We just laugh at him. Okay. So, Apostle Paul carried anointing. He was carrying anointing. That's why the extraordinary miracles were happening. That's why it looks so similar to Elijah, to Elisha, to Moses. Because it's the same way that God works. Through putting anointing in vessels.
Amen.
That's why we're seeing him do these amazing miracles. So, verse 13, Acts 19, verse 13, it says that some Jews went around driving out evil spirits. They tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those who were demon-possessed. They would say, "In the name of the Jesus whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out." One day the evil spirit answered them, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" Then the man who had the evil spirit jumped on them and overpowered them all. He gave them such a beating that they ran out of the house naked and bleeding. So first of all, we see here that the demons do have power. I mean, they have more power than normal humans. And they even have more power than Christians with no anointing.
Amen.
That's why they're in bondage. That's why Christians are in bondage, because we need anointing. We were created to carry anointing, to receive anointing, and to carry anointing, the power of God in us.
Amen.
Second of all, this is powerful. The demons recognize Jesus. They recognize specifically Paul. But they don't recognize these guys who were believing in the power of Jesus. but they didn't carry anointing. Apostle Paul carried anointing. Jesus is the anointed one. So that is why the demons responded. They demons recognize anointing. That's how it works. That's why demons manifest here. Because there is anointing here. Demons hide when there's no anointing. But it's the anointing that makes them go crazy, be exposed, and be sent out. It is the anointing that does that. It is the anointing that does that. This is so important for us to understand how demons are cast out. They respond to the anointing. The anointing is what's doing everything. The anointing is what's doing all of the miracles. It's not about loud voice, physical effort, putting different objects on somebody. Amen. Unless it's a handkerchief, for example, that touches the anointing. Oh, yeah. The one carrying anointing. But really, the loud voice does nothing. Even can get in the way of the glory belonging to Jesus. God wants it to be about the simplicity of his power.
Amen.
The simplicity of his power. We saw this beautiful woman here last week. Demons manifested, and I called them forward. I said, come here. And this video is online if you haven't seen it. It's so powerful. But, and she wrote to me, it was like her feet were cemented. And she, it was like this, and shaking. And then one step closer and fell back completely. It's because the demons cannot come close to the anointing. It wasn't my loud voice. It wasn't me putting objects on her. It wasn't several people saying a prayer at the same time over her. But it was the anointing that sent the demons out. Because it's the anointing that breaks the yoke.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is how it works in the spiritual realm. God wants it to be all about him, for us to get out of the way. Amen. For us to get out of the way, for it not to be about us, but for us to step back and let the power of God do the work. Let people see, like that video, if you haven't seen it, it's on our social media from this past week, of this woman. Amazing. And I mean, you watch that and you can't help but see how powerful Jesus is. You know, like, imagine if I had come over forcefully, you know, some people like forcefully press, you know, they're very charismatic, forcefully, let me put my hand on you and push you down, you know. You see a video like that, or if you're here in person, you don't know if that's God or not. It could be God. Maybe this person's really enthusiastic and they are like pushing a little bit and it's still God. Yeah, sure, it could be. But we don't know, right? But when we can step back, when I can step back and say, I want God to get the glory. I don't want people to see, like, me, like, Amen. My effort. I want them to see the power of Jesus. Amen. So I'm going to step back and let Jesus do the work.
Amen.
That's why I don't need to feel like I need to preach and get some emotion here. Oh, I want you to say, oh, Catherine's a powerful preacher. oh, I felt the power of God. But it's me getting in the way. Right? I have to hold myself back because I'm theatrical by nature. But like, God wants me to just step back and let his power touch people. So like, when I preach, it's just simple. It's just simple. But anointing's being released, and your spirit's being fed. We've had so many testimonies of people saying that depression's left them as they watch the lives, as they come here, just coming time after time. That spirit of suicide left them, that they feel peace and joy, that they feel on fire for God now. It's because of the anointing that's released. Amen. Only the power of God. It's purely Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, God wants me to share with you today how to receive this precious anointing. Because he wants to pour out so much to you. So much. He wants to fill you to overflow. Fill you to overflow. He's anointed my cup and it overflows. Yes, hallelujah. That's what he wants to do for you today. So you need to know how to receive this anointing. To receive from God, we have to be humble. We have to be humble. First of all, this anointing has a purpose. Number one, the purpose of the power of God, of anointing, is to remove every demonic stronghold, demon, chain in your life. Heal every sickness. The purpose of this anointing is to release what Jesus provided for on the cross to you. By his stripes you were healed. I have come so that you may have life and have it more abundantly in every area. So wherever there's lack in your life today, God wants to remove that. Yes. Hallelujah. So the purpose of the anointing is first to get you to freedom. The base level of freedom. Abundant life in Jesus. I'm free. I'm healed. I have peace. I have joy. No more depression, suicidal thoughts, anxiety. I'm completely free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Step one, that's what the number one purpose is for. And the number two purpose is to release this power of God to you as impartation, so that you may be an anointed vessel of God who can minister to others. Who can walk in anointing yourself, so that when you speak to somebody about Jesus, it's different. It's not just words, but it's power. People are receiving power. People are like, I've heard people talk about Jesus for a while, for many times, but this person talked about Jesus, and I feel something different inside. I feel this desire to come to church. I feel like peace. I feel something different. It's because you carry anointing. The purpose of anointing is to do God's will, is to do God's work. We're all different parts in this body. We all have different purposes, different roles to play, to do God's work, to make God's work go forth. And they are all so equally important. I could stand here as one carrying an anointing and releasing it. But if it's just me, and there's no Jean-Tal, even when there was just two of us, to capture it, none of you would be here today. And it would be just two of us, or one random person coming at the park sometimes. Right? If Marianne wasn't here doing the lives, There's thousands watching now. How many are on TikTok right now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 500 and more. Thousands will come when God starts to move in power. Hundreds of thousands watch. And they want, I mean, many of you are here because you've seen online and you've received from God. And then you were moved to come here, even twice from Dallas, to receive more from God. Amen? And so, Chantal's anointed, Marianne's anointed. I mean, it's anointing flowing here. It's not just people working in positions, doing tasks, but God wants to put anointing in his people because all of his work is so important. Amen? There's a story in the Bible of Stephen. You know, the disciples were doing the work of God. They were teaching, but then there was this need of widows needed to be fed. They were missing out on this because so many people were coming to the church that they didn't have enough people to serve. They need to figure out how to delegate tasks. So they say, let's find someone full of the Holy Spirit. Full of the Holy Spirit, anointed to serve tables. It's important. Every work of God, even serving tables, is important that you carry power as you do it. So you release power over every little task that God has for you to do. Amen.
Amen.
And so they chose Stephen. He did that. The Bible says that they placed hands on him and released anointing, impartation to him to do that task. So anointing that you're receiving here today is for God's purposes. Not your purposes. Not so you can have power. Not so you can feel better about yourself. Not so you can be successful. Not so you can look good. No, it's purely for God's purposes. And God knows your heart. Hallelujah. It's purely for God's purposes. And he knows your heart. And he, even though anointing's here, he'll only release it to the humble heart. Who says, God, use me. I receive this anointing, your power, to be used for your perfect purposes. Whatever it looks like, God, if you want to use me to cast out a demon immediately, then okay, God. If you want to use me to serve tables, if you want to use me to film with a camera at church, whatever it is, God, use me with your anointing. Use me with your power. There have been a couple. There were people who came here last week from Florida, from Miami. Once again, the video is online. It's so powerful. This woman, speaking of the anointing working, she was manifesting so much, coughing, being delivered. I then called her forward here, and when I said to her, Spirit, get out now. She bent back like this, where in a supernatural way, like the demon took over. Like even maybe gymnasts could do that, but that's about it. How far back she fell. I mean, how far back she went. And then she was on the floor, and then her back would arch up. Like that, like also in a supernatural way. Once again, that was about stepping back and letting God be center. And let us be amazed at Jesus. That's the anointing touching her. Hallelujah. That's the power of God touching her. Hallelujah. So she goes back and she to Miami, and she says that her cousin was pregnant. She couldn't come here because she was too pregnant. She gave her life to Jesus by watching the live, after watching the live. Yes. And then she renounced her attachment to crystals, to sage. And right after that, right after she did that, she was baptized in the Holy Spirit, started speaking in tongues. Now, the brother was watching, and we have a picture of him. He has a look on his face which can only be explained by God. It's like, you know, like there's certain expressions that it's like, that must be God. Amen. And it was him watching the power of God set her free. And you could see that there was something imparted to him that day. Like an increase of faith and a desire to see people be set free. Amen. Well, she shared with me that they went home and he prayed for two different people and both of them demons manifested and they were cast out. Hallelujah. And that hadn't happened for him before, but he received impartation here. And God used him like that. So this is the kind of impartation God wants to release to you. And it will look different for everybody. It's all about God's purposes. For me, God called me to be an apostle, and I didn't see a demon manifest for four and a half years. As I'm waiting on the promise, you will cast out demons. Miracles will happen through you. And I didn't see even a demon manifest in 4.5 years. And now there's just been this so many. But like God had a specific calling for me where he needed to take me through such a trial of testing my faith. Will you believe I called you to walk in miracles even though you're having church every Sunday and you're not seeing like many miracles yet? Will you believe me even year four? You know, because of the calling that he gave me, he needed to take me through such a testing of faith. So sometimes you could be anointed like David, and then you're going through the wilderness after that. Why am I hearing testimonies of people casting out demons after they come to Fivefold Church? And I'm not seeing that, and I'm in the wilderness instead. Well, you might have a calling like David then. That's a good thing. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So God has this way of releasing anointing that he releases it through his vessels. He puts the anointing in his vessels, and he releases it through his vessels. Now, to receive from God, we have to be humble. And so God created it this way, that we have to humble ourselves, to not be like, I don't need anybody, just me and God. But no, God tests our humility. This is how he tests our humility. Only the childlike will receive the kingdom. Only they will have the keys. Only they will have the access, the keys of the kingdom, to destroy every power of darkness. Hallelujah. Lastly, as I'm preparing you to receive now, as God's about to release such power now, keep your focus on the anointing flowing and touching you and touching other people. I mean, the rest of the time we're here now is a time for you to receive every single moment. Every single moment. Remember, it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. So don't get in the way of that. Don't be distracted from where the anointing is flowing. Amen? Because God might want to release something to you like that gentleman did when he went back to Miami. You can see in his face that he was receiving impartation of anointing, and he was receiving so much faith in him like never before by witnessing a miracle happen. So that's the kind of thing that God wants to do for you today. There's a lot that's going to happen as you watch what God does. It's like going to the Mount of Transfiguration and never being the same. Wow. Wow. What made my heart transform the most into Jesus's heart, I remember the day specifically. And it was when I watched an anointed prophet of God cast out several demons. I saw how powerful God is. I saw how real the devil is and how evil he was. But I saw the power of anointing, and I saw how the demons responded to the anointing. And I saw Jesus just set free people through this vessel again and again and again and again and again and again, set free so many people. And me watching that, I'm telling you, it was the most speechless I've ever been left in my whole life. Just speechless of, just in awe of Jesus. Just in awe of Jesus. And my eyes being opened to the spiritual realm of the seriousness. You know, like how serious the devil is in his kingdom to bound people and to torture people. And it put this fear of God in me, like, I want to be used by you, God. I want to see your people set free if this is really what's going on. It's what gave me a heart to love people, to have compassion like never before. Oh, the reason they're being mean to me, for example, or the reason they're sinning isn't because they're a bad person, but it's because they need freedom.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So today, it's all about you receiving this power of God. God's brought you here to receive from him. Soak every last drop like a sponge. Watch everything. Receive everything. Amen? You're receiving every moment you are here. No matter what it looks like or what it sounds like, you are receiving every single moment you are here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's time to receive from him. Are you ready? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just rise to your feet right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands to God right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we welcome you here right now. We welcome you to have your way, Jesus. Do as you please, God. Have your way. I receive this anointing, God. I receive your power. Release everything you want to give to me, God. Release everything. I'm holding nothing back. Just tell him right now. I surrender to you, God. I receive from you, God. Do what you want. Have your way in me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I declare this anointing to touch you where you are right now. Receive this power of God right now, where you are, to fill you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.